You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The time has come to play Rattle Off. The first person to get through today, Jeremy, is Dawn. Hi, Dawn.
Oh, man, I hate the first one.
Oh, why?
Come on, that first one.
No, it's good to be first. Get it over with.
You want me to put you back on hold?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
You want to go second?
Yeah.
No, you want to go second?
No, you know what? I like being first. So,
make up your mind. First you hated it, now you love it. Which is it?
You're confusing me.
First is good.
Okay, because I'll happily put you on hold and let you pick any number you want.
Nope. I've got it.
All right.
You got it?
Okay. I got it.
Y'all calm down now?
Okay, then I need five prime numbers over 1,000. Ready? I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
Well, I have a finance degree, so that one would have been easy.
She's like, fine.
Oh, really? You're going to throw out five prime numbers just like that over 1,000?
Yeah, I mean, I might need to think about it for one sec, but yeah. No, but yeah, pick another one.
All right, let's pick another one. All right, 10 seconds. He's only the sexiest man alive, according to People magazine. So give me five movies that star Paul Rudd. Five movies with sexy man Paul Rudd. Ready and go.
Yeah, it's not coming to me. I should have taken second.
Yeah, this is bad. This is bad for you. That got real bad. Real bad.
Your ding ding finance.
Off the top of my hand. I know the one that he was with, where he sold energy drinks, but I can't remember the name of that.
Was that 40-year-old virgin?
No, he worked for the.
Which one was he selling the energy drinks?
It was with the guy that was on.
You talk about movies like most people I know. You know that one with that one guy. Let me ask you something.
It was like what?
Is that the one where he does the whole thing berating the barista about venti?
Role Models. That's the one.
Yeah, Role Models. There we go.
Because that is one of my favorite movie scenes of all time, but I don't think I've seen the whole movie. But Dawn,
it's pretty good.
We enjoyed talking with you. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Never had someone request being second or third.
That's pretty good.
Because if the first person gets it, then you're out.
There you go.
Hello, Sue.
How's it going?
Well, fine, great. Sue.
Sue is number two. Welcome to the airwaves.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet.
Sure. What are you up to today?
Literally just sitting outside work before I have to open.
What are you opening?
What kind of business are we talking about?
Your average crappy retail job.
Well, now don't name the place.
Whatever you do. God.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I love my job.
Well, it sounds like it.
Yeah,
you're raving.
It oozes love.
You are raving about that crappy retail job. I'm sorry. It's 9:09. Were you guys supposed to open at 9?
No, we're supposed to open at 10, but I'm not supposed to be in until 9:30, and I just showed up super early.
Oh, okay.
Because she loves her job.
So Jeremy. Excited. Yeah.
She couldn't wait to get there.
I got
to
get there early today.
Let me ask you, without naming the company, is it a job where you have to wear either like a special logoed shirt or an apron of some sort? Is it one of those jobs?
No, I get to wear a ton of graphic tees and I get 25% off all the tees that I buy in store.
Well, that's cool then.
Yeah, that's not
sounds
a crappy
fairly
retail
relaxed.
Job. That sounds like a good one.
It is a good one. I'm serious. I do love my job.
How old would you say is the average person who shops at your store? If you had to guess an average age.
I'd probably say the average person shopping at our store is probably going to be in their late 20s, early 30s.
Okay. All right. Kind of want her to name the store now. But
is it Hot Topic?
It's not. I wish it was Hot Topic, but no.
Wait a minute, but you love your job. You don't. Do you want to go down the mall and apply at Hot Topic? I mean,
are you in a mall?
No, I'm not in a mall. Thank God I'm not in a mall.
Well, I don't know. 30 seconds from now, you'll talk about how you love malls.
Hot Topics are in the mall.
Right. You are a mass of contradictions, Sue. That's what you are.
I am, yes, very much so.
Well, and
like
don't
you.
Ever change.
I like
want you,
you
to stay just like that. All right, let's see if, Dawn was saying that the second caller always gets an easier one, but they come in just random order, so it's not like we lay them out. Let's see how you do with this, Sue. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
10 seconds. Give me 5 sports that you play without a ball. So 5 sports that don't use a ball. Ready and go.
Okay, boxing, sailing, Muay Thai, hockey, and jiu-jitsu.
I don't think I can argue with any
those
of those.
Those are all spot really. On, yeah.
Yeah,
great.
You know. I wish you had done badminton with the shuttlecock, but that's fine. Dawn was right, Sue was second, and she's a winner!
Oh, yeah.
Hells yeah
to Sue!
Nice way to start your day at the crappy retail store, man.
I was to be fair, I was just trying to be funny. I do love my job.
Are you worried that your boss is listening to you right now, and so now you're having to cover your tracks? Is that what you're doing?
No, trust me, my boss is pretty much in the same boat as me.
Listen, when we get off the air, when you talk to Josh, our producer, tell him where you work, because I'm dying to know.
Off the air, yeah.
Off the air, okay?
Because we're going to look it up.
All right, sounds good.
I want to see.
What part of town are you in?
I'm in Boulder.
Oh, Boulder, okay.
Okay. Well, listen, I've enjoyed the hell out of talking with you. I know that. So hold on, and Josh will tell you about that melting pot certificate, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Sue.
Well, you bet.
See you later.
On, don't go away.
Don't wear a t-shirt to Melting Pot. You got to dress up a little bit, all right? Class it up.
You know what? I don't know why, but that was really fun for me today. Both Dawn, who was complaining about being first, and Sue, I never figured out if she really likes her job or not. She says she does.
Same. She's so confused.
But she's dying to work at Hot Topic.
I like them.